This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes, as always, to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, to our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And let's not forget to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there for you. Now, joining us right now from founderscode.com, where you've got Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
I want to emphasize to the listeners up in Valdosta, because our good friend up there, the mayor, Mr. Mayor Scott James, has got the president coming to visit you great folks in Valdosta, Georgia, Saturday night, December the 5th, 7 p.m. This rally will include remarks made by not only President Trump, but Senator David Perdue, Senator Kelly Loeffler, also a candidate for Public Service Commission, Lauren Bubba McDonald, and other Republicans. I'm assuming our good friend the mayor will be there too, right?
I would say so.
And this will be at the Valdosta Regional Airport, 2626 Madison Highway in Valdosta. The doors open, the gates open, rather, gates open at 3 p.m., and you'll have to go through quite a elaborate security setup, but then again, that's to be expected, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It starts at 7, and I look forward to watching it on television at least, because it's going to be, might be a little nippy that night. I don't know. We'll see, right?
I would say.
Okay, so way to go, Scott. Way to go, Scott. And I'm happy to hear that he's got him coming there. Now, in the meantime, we're not going to celebrate Christmas this year, are we?
Maybe just in spirit.
Because the CDC has come out and been snidely whiplashed with their comments. They're saying, stay home for Christmas, don't go anywhere, watch how many people you bring in your house, and all this nonsense again, just like we heard for Thanksgiving. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention urging Americans not to travel for Christmas to slow the spread of the novel coronavirus. The plea comes amidst the reports of rising numbers of infections of the SARS-CoV-2 virus that causes COVID-19 and follows the Atlanta-based CDC guidelines. So they're being a party poopers again.
What's the term that everybody uses? Out of an abundance of caution. So I think that's what the CDC is doing. And they're giving us some high expectations here, this week and next, because of the people that were traveling and commingling and gathering over Thanksgiving. So it'd be interesting to see how what the numbers look like here each subsequent day, see if that's really also accurate.
Now, the other thing is Georgia, not to be outdone, now they've got a bunch of people that have come in from Hollywood, we're being told, posing as Republicans trying to play dirty politics in the Georgia runoffs by saying, hey, we're not going to vote because of the vote's not going to count, and we have all these problems here, blah, 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 blah. They still got the same machines making up whatever kind of stories they're making up to try to get the people not to show up to vote on the Republican side of the aisle.
Well, they're also saying, hey, you know, all you Trump supporters, when you go in to vote, why don't you just write in Trump's name, which would, you know, throw out the ballot. So they're trying all kinds of tactics.
All right, and by the way, folks, we do have some breaking news coming out of California. We told you about the high winds in California tonight. Well, it started. El Cajon, they've got a major fire that's up there that just broke out. Power lines apparently have been blown down. They were live, and they started a fire. It's raging up there. So El Cajon, anybody going over I-15 up that away, keep that in mind. Not sure exactly where it's at. And then we've got the report of another fire, major fire down by San Diego, west of the 215, sorry, so we'll see what's going on there. But that's because of the high winds that had started up again last night in California.
Tough state.
Yep, you've been through that too. Okay, Obama wants to defund the police, or wants to stop defunding the police statement. He says, we can't say that anymore. It's not helping us.
You know, let me say something, and I heard, you know, a bunch of his nonsense and then the commentators yesterday about this. He's really saying, no, this whole thing needs to be reformed. Let's go back after Ferguson.
Yeah.
There were all these events at the White House, and you can still find it out there, ladies and gentlemen, that Obama did do just that, and it was called 21st century policing.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Everybody seems to forget that, hey, Obama, you did this already, and this is where we are. So stop blaming everybody else, because this whole thing, you allegedly reformed it all. And it had to do with training. It had to do with diversity. It had to do with body cams and all this nonsense after Ferguson. Then what did we have? We had something called the Ferguson effect. Remember that?
I do.
The police weren't going to arrest anybody because they were terrified they were all going to get fired.
Yep.
So it started under Obama. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, it did. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more of DeniseSimon, FoundersCode.com. And, oh, by the way, Joe wants to do American first. America first. He's using the Trump slogan. Yeah, okay. Nice work if he can get it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature, BalanceofNature.com. They are a wellness products company. They have a full line of vitamins and nutritional products. You can go there to their website, BalanceofNature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and save 35% on your Balance of Nature order. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751, and you get the opportunity to speak to a health coach to ask them any questions that you have. So if you want to start feeling better and find out what a lot of us have found out about, go to the website, balanceofnature.com, or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and that's balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com, product code RESULT. Okay. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello.
Hello.
Mary called in, and she mentioned something about there's a bill that's being proposed to allow more illegals in or something along that line, and Marco Rubio's one of the principals, as well as a half a dozen other people. Do you know anything about that?
I do not.
I don't either. I'm not, because I don't see anything popping up about it. So, Mary, if there's a story or an article, send me the link so I can look at it, but I don't see it. Okay, well, we need to finish up a little bit on Georgia. Congressman Doug Collins is telling the GOP that they need to show up in a runoff, so we need to have the voters show up and stop listening to the nonsensical stuff coming from people from California and elsewhere that are coming in and saying, well, we're going to protest, we're not going to vote, because we don't know if our vote's going to count, and they're using the Dominion and this, that, and the other. Now, is there any truth to the fact that China has got money in the Dominion system?
Yeah, there may be, because there's an SEC, Securities Exchange Commission filing that the parent company of Dominion Voting Systems received a $400 million investment from the Bank of Switzerland, which allegedly is owned 75% by the Chinese government. Now, I happen to be looking at this. I could pull it up because I'm trying to see a date on here. It's Securities and Exchange Commission Form D that shows that $400 million. So, I'd really have to look more at the structure, but that's kind of where this thing popped up. Yes.
Wow. So here we go again with a foreign entity involved in American politics, which goes against the.
The USB, which is not USB, UBS,
right?
Which is an investment company, injected $200 million into Staple Street Capital in 2014, and then in 2018. There's another company that actually acquired Dominion for $265 million. Then in October, UBS offered SSC another $400 million. So there's some craziness there. And we used to have something called the CFIUS.
Yeah.
Which is the Committee for Foreign Investments in the United States. I used to use it a lot of the database. You could search anything. You can't do it anymore. It's been taken offline. And I've been asking people that might have some connections to Steve Mnuchin, why has this been taken offline? Because I can't look at dates and people and names anymore. But nobody seems to be able to get an answer out of Treasury.
Well, the U.S. is definitely taking a stronger, the U.S. under President Trump is taking a stronger position against China because they banned a cotton import company, a China producer, from sending their cotton into the United States, citing slave labor being used in China to produce this cotton, to harvest this cotton.
Couple, and what's particularly interesting is the U.S. corporations that know that they're not only using child labor, but Uyghur slave labor, and some of our U.S. corporations going, no, we aren't, and then we're finding out, yeah, you are. Yeah, it's kind of like the dirty gold coming out of Peru.
Now we had the New York City bar owner that was arrested for opening up his place. The New York City sheriff came in and arrested him and took him out. And the sheriffs were blocking the doors last night so that they couldn't open up their place again. And they had about 1,500 to 2,000 people outside for about 3 to 4 hours with 25 sheriff's deputies and their cars literally blocking the front entrance so they couldn't get back in to open up their place.
Bar owner, he did an interesting thing because the city or state pulled his not only his liquor license but his food license. So what he decided to do is stay open. He was going to continue to serve liquor and food, but he was going to give it away and just ask for contributions. So he could still, you know, make some money and pay his bills and keep some employees if people would make their contributions. And he also declared himself an autonomous zone, you know, worked so effectively there in Seattle. Well, I guess Staten Island or state police or whoever.
Staten Island.
But I'm saying I think they were ordered by the governor, go shut this guy down and arrest him. So he's out.
Well, the NYPD would not do it. I do know that. So they had to get the New York City sheriff to do it.
I don't know how a New York City sheriff can operate in Staten Island.
Because it's part of New York City. It's part of the group there.
Yeah, but
Yep, that's why they do it.
I think the bureaus have their independent shares, but I don't know.
Yeah, but the NYPD refused to do it.
Quite the protest there last night, rightly so.
Yeah, thoroughly understandable. Congressional negotiators have agreed in principle anyway on the massive defense bill despite the Trump veto threat. We talked about that earlier because of the Section 230 problem there with the big tech giants, if you will. And by the way, we understand some states now are going to bring lawsuits against Facebook.
There, a lot already have. I think there's 27 state attorneys general that have joined in.
And what are they suing Facebook for? The privacy issues?
Antitrust.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I hope they get somewhere. Be nice.
Well, we just want them to behave, and they're not behaving. And, they can do whatever they want. I mean, virtually whatever they want with our information. They can do it to the editor. They can censor. They can do whatever they want. First of all, they're a private corporation. They're not government. So the First Amendment does not apply. But therein lies where the issue is that they can abuse law. They can do all kinds of things because Section 230 gives them protection. So we have a couple of things going here. We have Section 230, and then we have the antitrust suits that are being brought by the Department of Justice. And as a partner to that, you've got several state attorneys general that have launched their own lawsuits against big tech. And I haven't read it all, but in other words, you'd have one as a class action, the other is the Department of Justice.
Did you see that Kristi Noem was inaccurately accused of causing the death of her mother because of COVID-19, which is not what she died from in South Dakota?
Oh, but I mean, does it surprise you?
No, it doesn't. But, I mean, still, CNN was the one to put that out there incorrectly.
CNN's a little bit under fire right about now, aren't they?
Under a lot of fire.
It's no wonder that AT&T is selling them to the first bidder.
What I've been hearing, 150, what, billion?
I don't know what the price tag is, but I think as the days go on, stock prices and values may adjust a little bit.
It'll go down. Yep. All right, well, here comes the music. We will talk to you tomorrow, and stay low up there and stay nice and warm.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go to her website and take advantage of signing up for all the articles we'll get there, and you'll know what she knows when she knows it. In the meantime, we'll be coming right back with more. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States now has more than 100,000 people hospitalized in the country with COVID-19. The number of patients crossed the 100,000 mark for the first time on Wednesday, setting a new record high. The recent surge in coronavirus cases and hospitalizations comes as two vaccines against the virus are close to coming to market. CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield says the FDA is in the process of thoroughly investigating the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines before issuing an emergency use approval. He tells Fox News it's an important step in gaining the public's confidence in the shots.
One of the biggest challenges we have right now is to maintain confidence in this vaccine. And I do think the FDA is really looking at the rigor to make sure that they really turn over every stone to look at this data to make sure they understand fully what the safety profile is, what the side effects are, so that there can be transparency for the American public when they do approve this EUA.
This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for the veterans and military news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at when we come back after they get a chance to tell you what they're all about. And here they are.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to better serve you. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is located just outside of Boston, Massachusetts. And the other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, which is in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. I'm on the east side of the bay. They're on the west side of the bay. So that's Clearwater, Florida for the National Aviation Academy down here. Now, what you need to do is call them up and ask to take a tour of their facilities to see exactly what's going on. Now, the Phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 to find out more about the National Aviation Academy and how they can help you become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, Bo Browning will be in studio in about an hour. So if you want to get some questions together and send them to me, we'll definitely ask him those questions when he comes in. But in the meantime, check him out online, NAA.edu, or give him a call at 800-659-2080. All right. The defense bill is snagged right now in President Trump's war on the social media protections, Section 230. We talked about it. And with congressional talks close to finalizing this year's defense policy bill, lawmakers are wrestling with the Trump administration's last-minute demand to include language to overhaul the tech industry's prized liability shield, which I agree with them. There's no reason for Facebook and Twitter to have the protections against them that censure you, that quiet you, that discard your voice on social media. Now, if you use profanity, I get it. If you use demeaning language and you go after somebody disrespectfully, I get it. But just to post something that you think is legitimate to get it out there for people to look at, that shouldn't be a problem. Now, obviously, they're going to tell you through their fact-checking people that it's not right or it's not correct or it's partially correct or whatever. And that's okay, too, that they're going to do that. Because then you have a chance to counter that if you want to and say, wait a minute, because Candace Owens just did it with Twitter and won. Now, we also have some false reports coming out about this CIA facility in Germany tied to the election fraud. And I've heard from several people, well, we had five of our troops killed there in an assault, and we had people that were shot, this and the other. Well, we might have had people that were shot, but we didn't have any of our troops that were killed. Not one fatality. So whoever's putting that out there doesn't know what they're talking about. They do not know what they're talking about. And the story is being spun by a former assistant vice chair of staff for the U.S. Air Force. And it's just not true. It's just not true. So don't buy the lie. Do your research and you'll find out what I'm talking about. And thank goodness, because we didn't want to lose any troops because of something stupid like that anyway. Now, the Trump administration has announced a $5 million reward for tips on sanction-busting activities that would allow North Korea to continue developing nuclear weapons and accuse China of facilitating the illicit trade, which they believe is going on right now. So a lot of money could be made quickly. By the way, the White House is expected to name Admiral John Aquino, commander of the Navy's Pacific Fleet, to lead the Indo-Pacific Command. We heard about this yesterday. It's been confirmed. So congratulations to the Admiral. And the Congressional Oversight Commission, overseeing the COVID-19 relief funds, excoriated the Defense and Treasury Departments Tuesday over a $700 million loan to a troubled shipping company. Don't know who the shipping company is, but I'd be curious to find out. And they don't mention it either. So I'll see if I can find out during the break here. See if I can find out who it is. Also, many Americans affiliated with the U.S. military in Europe haven't been able to get flu shots this year due to delays in delivering the vaccine that officials are struggling to explain right now. There still doesn't seem to be enough flu vaccine for everyone out there. That seems to be the problem, but we don't know for sure. Now, Republicans on the House Veterans Affairs Committee will have a new leader in 2021. But candidates vying for the post are promising as little disruption as possible to their members' efforts to advance bipartisan policies to help the veterans out. We'll see what happens there. And the House GOP steering committee voted to back Representative Mike Rogers to replace Representative Max Thornberry as the top Republican on the House Armed Services Committee in the next Congress. Congratulations to Congressman Rogers. Now, the civilian official who oversees the Pentagon's campaign to defeat the Islamic State in the Middle East was forced to resign in the latest jolt to Pentagon leadership in the waiting weeks to the Trump administration. That's not surprising. There were some problems there, obviously. Department of Defense civilian employees may continue to work from home while a child or dependent family member requires care through June 30, 2021, according to a memorandum that was released publicly on the 30th of November. And dozens of U.S. soldiers who went missing during the Korean War have been found and identified in the past year. But the search has been slowed by the coronavirus pandemic in Korea. We need to bring home more people, if we can. And Pentagon leadership has noted a darkening mood in Beijing as the communist government races forward with a massive military buildup to bolster its economic influence in the region. That coming from a top DOD official in D.C. Keep in mind, over the last two decades, special operations forces have become the go-to force for policymakers and military leaders around the world. And now, China's special forces stack up pretty evenly with the U.S. special operations, as a lot of the training techniques and a lot of the mission similarities are starting to show up. In other words, they're doing their intelligence to find out what they're finding out. Now, there's going to be a busy term to finish out the year in the Supreme Court. Obviously, they're probably going to get this presidential race in one form or another to make decisions about something. What the something's going to be, I don't know, and I'm not going to speculate on it. Because, again, it takes four judges to hear the case if the president decides to ship it that way, and it can work its way up through the system, through the appellate courts and whatnot. It's not a done deal yet, and we'll see what happens. Now, we will be coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. He's got a lot of stuff I know he wants to talk about today, so we're going to get right to that. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more to Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America, Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. And again, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Remember, Balance of Nature is a wellness health product company. They have vitamins, amongst other things there. And I take the fruits and veggie capsules, which is what my favorite is, because if you're not getting enough pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and who is, if you're not getting the daily requirements you need of fruits and vegetables, and who does, this is a way to do it by taking one capsule each, and you got it. You're there, and you don't need to worry about, did you eat your cabbage and all that sort of stuff. You just take the capsules and you're done. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order, whatever you want to order. And don't forget the website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or you can give them a call and speak with a health coach at 800-246-8759. That's 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach and find out what it is that they can help you with. So, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll save 35% on your order. All right, the watchdog on Wall Street is here with us, and he's up there basking in the warm weather in the North Country, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, it's real hot now. We're getting there. Okay? Haven't gotten below the whole the magical 32 degrees. Haven't gotten down to freezing yet, but we're close.
Well, we're a little warmer than we were yesterday. We're at 46 right now. Yesterday at this time, we were at 42.
Well, it's cold for you guys.
Yeah, it is. I definitely got my winter coat hanging over the seat here. And I definitely can start my vehicle from inside, which I did yesterday, and let it warm up. All right. Well, let's talk about some money stuff going on here, because China is in outer space, as we well know. China went to the moon, as we also know. And the China Moon's mission probe has sent back its first color photos. Look pretty sharp from what I could see of them. You know, we're going to have some competition up there now, aren't we?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, it was an unmanned aircraft, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Again, I mean, it's about time. I mean, their technology's improved. I mean, you know, we haven't been there for a while. But I guess they're just trying to bring some moon rocks back from what I'm getting there.
That's right.
There's some various different things that, talk about hydrogen-3 and other, minerals and other things that you can get off the moon that can be used for, various things. Hydrogen-3 is a great potential for energy. So I don't know what they're going at. I mean, it is, there's no doubt about it. It's most certainly a pride thing.
Well, we know that they're still trying to get a virus aid bill or some sort of stimulus bill, some sort of package put passed and sent off to the people before they have to go for their Christmas vacation and New Year's vacation. But yesterday we heard that Democratic leaders had swung behind the bipartisan COVID-19 relief effort of that $908 million effort.
No, not $908 billion.
Oh, billion. Okay. All right.
Yeah. That's almost $1 trillion. You got to understand, millions are nothing anymore, Matt. I mean, we've gone to a whole new level here in this country. When in doubt, it's billion or trillion. I saw Nancy and Doug talking about that. They said that was basically a starting point for negotiations. Mitch McConnell is not there on that. For the life of me, I can't understand why he can't just extend unemployment the people who've been put out of work because of government shutdowns here, there, and everywhere. And I think that's something that we need to do, not obviously at a ridiculous level like we did before, which is problematic, but to help those people out. At 900, you start getting close to $1 trillion. Everybody's got to put this in a proper perspective. Again, I want you to remember the entire, American Recovery and Reinvestment Act was a little over $800 billion, and that was from the financial crisis. And, we're talking trillions on a regular basis. Try to get arms around the national debt and the money that we're spending. It's becoming a very, very difficult thing. I know there's a big focus right now. Everybody's, freaking out. News media is freaking out, that's for sure, about COVID cases. And we knew that they were going to go up, cases over the winter. We're seeing how well that we're handling. The story should be how well we're handling this disease now. And we're doing an absolutely fantastic job. It's something that's just not simple and not easy to contain, and it's going to have to work its way through our country, and hopefully we get vaccines out sooner rather than later to get these people back to work so we won't need all these ridiculous packages.
While we're talking about billions of dollars, the Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, is backing a $20 billion bailout for the U.S. Airlines payroll to keep the U.S. Airlines flying.
The airlines, their capacity definitely picked up over Thanksgiving. It's nowhere near able to sustain them. This is quite the break for airline employees. Again, shut down for the most part. It's not their fault that they were shut down, and I think you should try to help them out as best you possibly can. But the reality is where does it end? I mean, people in other industries have been shut down too, and they've lost their jobs. We're dealing in a situation here where they said right now they're saying at least a third of all small businesses in New York and New Jersey are closed for good.
Yeah.
I think the numbers probably ended up being worse than that. My focus on stimulus would be, listen, let's help out. Obviously unemployment with people that have been put out work, it not to no fault of their own, but to also get capital into people's hands, help to get capital into people's hands to reopen many of these businesses when this all, you know, comes to an end.
Recently, a panel of distinguished economists, I'll get it right in a minute, who will likely advise Joe Biden met virtually at the Brookings Institute to discuss the impact of annual government budget deficits and the total public debt. Now, Joe Biden is wrong in saying that while it matters and he'd like to help, it's not a priority because deficits and public debt do matter, and I know you talked about it with me at length, haven't we?
Listen, I believe that they matter. There's a lot of economists nowadays that think otherwise. And certain ones have that type of feeling within his administration. And that idea is that we're just going to go out there and spend. This can go all the way back to, you know, I was refreshing my memory, going back and reading some things. You remember George W. Bush's first, Treasury Secretary from Alcoa, Paul O'Neill?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Then we got rid of him. One of the reasons why they got rid of him is because he wanted to toe the line. He didn't want to get out of control when it came to spending, and he wanted to get the budget deficits in line. And you know, Cheney told him that, hey, we're in charge now. We're going to spend whatever we want to spend. And you know, that's pretty much been par for the course for the Republicans, which are supposed to be fiscal conservatives. I'm not buying it. Both parties are just as bad.
Now, mortgage financing is continuing to move along. Everybody thought that was going to go down in the dumps. But for some reason, mortgage financing, the wave is continuing to linger.
A lot of people that were living in apartments in urban areas, rather than paying rent, are going out and buying homes outside the city. That's just the reality of the situation.
Well, it's expensive. Apartments aren't cheap anymore like they used to be, where you could save yourself some money. Now there's not much difference between owning a home and renting an apartment because, at least with the apartment, you're paying a lot of money and you don't get a lot.
Well, I think it's a little different. Renting is okay based upon, you know, what your situation is and if you're going to be moving or, you know, if you're more, especially when you're younger, when you can be a little bit more transient, you may be more transient when it comes to your jobs and your career. But it's not so much rent has come down quite a bit in many of these urban areas, obviously because of what's going on. It's because people want to get out. That's it. They just don't want to be there anymore. I mean, it's where I live here on Long Island, houses within certain price ranges, they go on the market. People buy them without even actually going out and seeing them. They look at them at Zoom and whatnot, and they buy them right away. That's how quickly they fly off the market.
But that's not very smart.
Hey, people want out of the city. You want out of the city, and
because you wind up with something that you might have to put a lot of money into when you do it that way.
Yeah, and I know. I hear you, but again, people, you know, it's the market right now, and that's. Your houses don't last long. They're sold quickly.
All righty. We will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, so stay warm up there in the frigid north.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. To find out more about him, Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life.